Hello, thank you for taking the time to look at this poster entitled Global Access for Biologics in the Treatment of Severe Asthma, a Challenge to Personalised Medicine. I'm Andrew Menzies-Gale and I'm providing this update on behalf of all the authors that you can see on the poster. We looked at this as part of the International Severe Asthma Registry because we thought that the potential of biologics in severe asthma may not be fully realised due to country-specific variations in accessibility. So our aim for this poster was to chart biologic accessibility around the world in order to highlight country-specific differences in prescription criteria, such as background asthma therapy and number of asthma exacerbations. We designed a semi-structured survey which was sent out to the International Severe Asthma Registry Network in July of 2019 and engaged severe asthma clinicians from 29 different countries. If you look at figure 1, you can see all the countries that were involved. Just to recap, for those of you who aren't aware, the International Severe Asthma Registry is the largest severe asthma adult registry in the world. The survey investigated access to omalizumab, mepolizumab, reslizumab, bemarizumab and dupilumab. And the outcome measures included biologic reimbursement status, whether it was full, partial or not reimbursed, and prescription criteria, including exacerbation and background therapy that were required for reimbursement. I was very pleased to see that the survey had a response rate of 100% and showed that national reimbursement varied substantially across ISAR countries. If you look at figure 2, you can see for the different biologics the level of reimbursement available. Omalizumab, mepolizumab and bemarizumab were most frequently fully reimbursed in more than 60% of countries. Dupilumab was available in 12 countries and reslizumab available in 15 countries. And these two were most frequently either partially or not reimbursed. In several countries, biologics were not reimbursed at all, and these included South Korea, Brazil, the United States of America, and Singapore. Most countries, in excess of 65%, currently use total exacerbation number as a biologic prescribing criteria. If you look at Table 1, you can see the detail on there. But the number of exacerbations varies, ranging from one exacerbation in Australia to frequently 4 in the United Kingdom. For omalizumab, mepolizumab and bemarizumab, at least 2 exacerbations are the most frequently required criteria for more than 40% of countries. For reslizumab, more than 1 exacerbation is most frequently required in a third of countries. And for dupilumab, no exacerbation criteria was required in 50% of countries, but it's important to remember that the eligibility criteria are still under development in 5 of these countries. If you look at Table 2 on the right of the poster, this summarises the background therapy criteria used for biologic prescription. ICS LABA background therapy is a prescribing criterion in all countries for currently available biologics. An add-on therapy to ICS LABA, such as LAMAs, LTRAs and or theophylline, is a biologic prescribing criterion for approximately 25% of countries for each of the 5 biologics. The US, Mexico and Colombia are among those countries which do not require add-on therapy to ICS LABA, but it's worth noting that private insurance companies may require it. 20-30% of all countries require patients to be on oral corticosteroids prior to biologic prescription. So to conclude, currently, access to biologics depends on patient geographical location and is dependent upon country-specific biological availability, reimbursement and prescription criteria. That being said, prescription criteria are relatively similar across countries, with all countries requiring at least ICS LABA as background therapy, and the majority of countries requiring at least 1 exacerbation. And to conclude, global harmonisation of these factors would ensure equitable biologic access around the world. Thank you very much for listening to this presentation.